In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd boy was tending his flock of sheep at Qumran on the banks of the Dead Sea. After hearing one of his idly thrown rocks strike a ceramic pot inside a nearby empty cave, the boy found within the broken pot pages of ancient texts. A total of 850 sacred texts were eventually discovered, all around 2,000 years old. These scriptures, now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contain many details about an ancient spiritual group called the Essenes. Other teachings of the Essenes have been unearthed from the secret archives of the Vatican. The Essenes were often found in communities where meditation or prayer was an important part of daily life that was dedicated to God. The faithful carried within a beautiful light, the light of God, and this light was to be shared with other inhabitants of the earth. With respect for all forms of life, the Essenes' diet was purely vegetarian. Today we present the ancient wisdom of the Essenes with an excerpt from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 3.
Invoke the abundant earth that possesseth health and happiness and is more powerful than all its creatures. This wide earth do we praise, expanded far with paths, the productive, the full-bearing, thy mother, holy plant. We praise the lands where thou dost grow, sweet-scented, swiftly spreading, the good growth of the earthly mother.
We praise the good, the strong, the beneficent angel of earth, who doth rejoice in the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, and the abundant harvest of corn and grapes. We praise the high mountains, rich in pastures and in waters, upon which run the many streams and rivers. We praise the holy plants of the angel of earth, which grow up from the ground to nourish animals and men, to nourish the children of light. The earth is the strong preserver, the holy preserver, the maintainer. We praise the strength and vigor of the powerful preserver, the earth, created by the Heavenly Father.
We praise the healers of the earth, they who know the secrets of the herbs and plants. To the healers hath the angel of earth revealed her ancient knowledge. The Lord hath created medicines out of the earth, and he that is wise shall use them. Was not the water made sweet with wood, that the virtue thereof might be known? And to certain of the brothers he hath given skill, that the law thigh to be honored and fulfilled. With such do they heal men, and taketh away their pains, and of their works there is no end. And from them is peace over all the earth.
Then give place to the healers, and honor them, for the Heavenly Father hath created them. Let them not go from thee, for thou hast need of them. We praise the tillers of the soil, who work together in the garden of the brotherhood, in the fields which the Lord hath blessed. He who would till the earth, with the left arm and with the right, unto him she will bring forth plenty of fruit, and wholesome green plants and golden grain. Sweetness and fatness will flow out from that land, and from those fields, along with health and healing, with fullness and increase and plenty. He who sows corn, grass, and fruit, soweth the holy law. He maketh the law of the Creator to progress. When all the earth shall be a garden, then shall all the bodily world become free from old age and death, from corruption and rot, forever and forever. Mercy and truth shall be met together. Righteousness and peace shall kiss each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and glory shall dwell in our land.
The heavens smile, the earth celebrates, the morning stars sing together, and all the children of light shout for joy. O sing unto the heavenly Father a new song. Sing unto the earthly mother, all the earth. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness of eternal life. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the holy Lord. Sing unto the heavenly Father, all ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens, all mountains and all hills, stormy wind fulfilling his word, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them sing unto the heavenly Father with joy.
Sing unto the Lord with the harp and voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of pipes, make a joyful noise before the angels. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the heavenly Father and the earthly Mother with gladness and joy. Come before their presence with singing. The Spirit of the Holy Law is upon me, because the elders have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. They have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to comfort all that mourn, to send unto them the holy angel of joy, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of light for the spirit of heaviness. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
The people that walked in darkness shall see a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them shall shine the light of the holy law. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down happiness. Let the people of sadness go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. Let the mountains and the hills break forth before them into singing, that they might partake of the holy celebration, and eat of the fruit of the tree of life, which standeth in the eternal sea. The sun shall be no more their light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto them, but the Lord shall be unto them an everlasting light, and the heavenly Father and the earthly Mother shall be their eternal glory. Their sun shall no more go down, neither shall their moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be their everlasting light, and the days of their mourning shall be ended.
I will greatly rejoice in the holy law. My soul shall be joyful in the angels, for they have clothed me in garments of light. They have covered me with robes of joy. As the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth its seeds to spring forth, so the heavenly Father will cause the holy law to spring forth with gladness and joy before all the children of light. In the garden of the brotherhood, all the earth shines with holiness and abundant joy. For there are the seeds of the holy law sown. The law is the best of all good for the children of light. It giveth unto them brightness and glory, health and strength of the body, long life in communion with the angels, and eternal and unending joy. We will sing unto the heavenly Father, and unto the earthly Mother, and unto all the angels. As long as we live in the garden of the brotherhood, we will sing praise unto the holy law forever and forever.
Honor thy earthly mother, that thy days may be long upon the land. The earthly mother is in thee, and thou in her. She bore thee, she giveth thee life. It was she who gaveth thee thy body, and to her shalt thou one day give it back again. Happy art thou when thou comest to know her and her kingdom, if thou receivest thy mother's angels, and if thou doest her laws. Who doeth these things shall never see disease, for the power of our mother is above all. She hath rule over all the bodies of men, and all living things. The blood which runs in us is born of the blood of our earthly mother. Her blood falls from the clouds, leaps up from the womb of the earth, babbles in the brooks of the mountains, flows wide in the rivers of the plains, sleeps in the lakes, rages mightily in the tempestuous seas.
The air which we breathe is born of the breath of our earthly mother. Her breath is azure in the heights of the heavens, soughs in the tops of the mountains, whispers in the leaves of the forest, billows over the cornfields, slumbers in the deep valleys, burns hot in the desert. The hardness of our bones is born of the bones of our earthly mother, of the rocks and of the stones. They stand naked to the heavens in the tops of the mountains. They are as giants that lie sleeping on the sides of the mountains, as idols set in the desert, and are hidden in the deepness of the earth.
The tenderness of our flesh is born of the flesh of our earthly mother, whose flesh waxeth yellow and red in the fruits of the trees, and nurtures us in the furrows of the fields. The light of our eyes, the hearing of our ears, both are born of the colors and sounds of our earthly mother, which enclose us about as the waves of the sea a fish, as the eddying air a bird. Man is the son of the earthly mother, and from her did the Son of Man receive his whole body, even as the body of the newborn babe is born of the womb of his mother. Thou art one with the earthly mother. She is in thee, and thou in her. Of her wast thou born, in her dost thou live, and to her shalt thou return again.
Keep, therefore, her laws, for none can live long, neither be happy, but he who honors his earthly mother and doeth her laws. For thy breath is her breath, thy blood, her blood, thy bone, her bone, thy flesh, her flesh, thy eyes and thy ears are her eyes and her ears, our earthly mother. Always are we embraced by her, always are we surrounded by her beauty. Never can we part from her, never can we know her depths. Ever doth she create new forms. That which now existeth never was before. That which did exist returneth not again. In her kingdom all is ever new and always old. In her midst do we live, yet we know her not.
Continually doth she speak to us, yet never doth betray to us her secrets. Ever do we till her soil and harvest her crops, yet we have no power over her. Ever doth she build, ever doth she destroy, and her work lays is hidden from the eyes of men. For none can live long, neither be happy, but he who honors his earthly mother and doeth her laws. For thy breath is her breath, thy blood her blood, thy bone her bone, thy flesh her flesh, thy eyes and thy ears are her eyes and her ears, our earthly mother.
Always are we embraced by her, always are we surrounded by her beauty. Never can we part from her, never can we know her depths. Ever doth she create new forms. That which now existeth never was before. That which did exist returneth not again. In her kingdom all is ever new and always old. In her midst do we live, yet we know her not. Continually doth she speak to us, yet never doth betray to us her secrets. Ever do we till her soil and harvest her crops, yet we have no power over her. Ever doth she build, ever doth she destroy, and her workplace is hidden from the eyes of men. Thank you for joining us for Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Planet Earth, our loving home. right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. We bid you farewell, and God bless your days with ever more joy and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.